We still have these very high frequencies flooding the circle. So allow yourself to settle into your grounding. So while this is happening, why don't you do a little check-in? Does anyone have anything they'd like to share or question?
This is Ananda, and I just had such a nice tingly feeling all over during this break after that meditation. And it was like champagne was sparkling and bubbling through all my blood vessels.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a very fun feeling.
Wonderful.
Very tingly.
I love hearing that stream too. Thank you. Okay, anyone else?
Hi, hey Sarah, it's Trish. Oh, can you hear me okay?
I can hear
So
you great.
after our meditation, my heart chakra was so blown open. I thought I was having a heart attack. I was like, oh my God, what have I done? So I went to lay down and put on some Tibetan bowl music. And I thought, well, that's not helping. But I looked at the dog and I go, let's go throw a ball. So we went in the backyard, but before I got up, right before I said, let's go play ball, I saw what looked like, I took up my whole field of vision. It was rainbow light firework, like one big kaboom blast of rainbow light and fireworks. And I thought, well, that was interesting. And then I went outside, and within a couple of minutes of being out there in the nobody's around, that's great too, but playing ball with the dog and seeing her have joy with that, and playing in the pool, she just takes a running leap into the pond, and then I, of course, I had the mountain, I thanked the mountain, but that actually helped much more than my inclination to lay down and try and do it spiritually. It was better to get up and go outside than that. So that's my only point, I guess. I don't really know what this sparse star things are. We talked about it once upon a time in one of our things, but I don't remember. But it doesn't matter. I don't have to know. I'm just telling you that my heart feels better now. So it
Oh,
worked.
good. Oh, good. And of course, playing with your dog is a wonderful thing. So,
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
what's his name again?
Oh, yeah. It's a she, and her name
She
is Sophie.
Sophie. Okay.
Yep.
Look forward to meeting her one day.
Oh yeah, she's a very nice spirit.
I'm glad you followed your intuition.
I don't know. I'd have to tell you that my heart wasn't that far blown open until after that first time you saw me, and you told me, your heart's really blown open. Let's close that.
Okay.
That happened the day I showed up in my bikini. Big joke between us, okay? Yeah. Okay.
That was
Thank you.
a
Hey.
memory that is in my brain forever.
Yep.
You look great.
We left out the part that I was smoking a cigarette and I had high heels on.
And had a martini glass with you.
Oh yeah, I had a martini drink too.
Yep, and I still let her in. So, okay.
Thank you.
Oh, well, the rainbow light, and that is more of the dimension that we were in that last meditation, beyond the human personality and our emotional awareness and things like that. So we were in a very deep place, and that would resonate with that. Good. Okay. Anyone else?
Hi, Sarah. It's Lisa. I do love that story about you, Trish. It's really quite lovely. Oh my gosh. It really is delightful. Anyway, I actually, after the meditation, I really didn't know where to go. So I kind of tested my body, and it was to lie down. I wasn't sleepy, but I was vibrating in a very high frequency. And as I was lying down, I just was resting. And then all of a sudden, these thoughts and little, and this is what I haven't really had an opportunity to learn, or know how to start understanding past lives and things like that. And I thought of an incident in our home at one point, and then I thought of a past life that I was aware of, and it had a lot of missing gaps. And another past life that I had gotten a glimpse of when we were doing Light Journey training, both of them having to do with trauma. And the second one was also back related. And what's really interesting is that I just saw that, and I said, higher being, just if I need to see something or know something, or if there's something to clear, let me know. And then it started to integrate into my current life when I had my skin was crawling with an incident that occurred, which I could link back to one of the first experiences. And I really recognized then that is it, are these the roots of some of what we're trying to actually clear? And so, I went through a clearing for each one, and it was very peaceful. It wasn't anything that was huge and pushing and was it clearing? That I don't know. But it was a very, very interesting and insightful situation. So.
Yeah, beautiful. Good. Anyone else?
I'm exhausted. I cried through most of that meditation and waves, and then I felt like there was a point where my whole being kind of dissolved. And then when we were done, I couldn't get up from the chair. And when I finally did, it's almost like I had to relearn how to walk. And then probably for the first time in my life, I didn't know what I needed. But I knew I needed to be outside. And so when I tried to walk, I had to kind of reteach myself how to walk a little bit. And then I was really hungry and really tired, but I knew I needed to walk. And I just noticed for the first time in my life that there's like an infinite number of the shade of green. And I just really focused on the beauty of green for some reason. And yeah, so I'm exhausted.
Let yourself fall into sleep, if that happens.
Yeah, I might do that.
Yeah, it's fine to do that. This we don't realize how much is happening during these sessions. And one teaching I wanted to share was to note how long it takes to get emotionally or physically or mentally settled. How much has to clear before we can get into a deeper state? And that's not a criticism and not something to be ashamed of. It is what has to happen before we can go into the deeper states that actually change the, not the actual, but the molecular atomic structure of our consciousness in a deep way. There's a lot that we carry, and I don't know if the popular spiritual culture has made it seem Like you should be able to just pop into an altered state or vi altered visual state, or know about your energy like instantaneously. And but that's not what happens. There is so much in the way of clarity. And the exhausting part is moving through all that density. And it's all conditioning. But if you notice, we spent all day yesterday and most of this morning moving through emotional, physical, mental density. Which is why I usually have 5-day retreats and why this is a mini retreat. It usually takes that long to do the deepest kind of clearing. And I want you to just note that and see so that you have a perspective on why you may not be having noticeable experiences, or why your intuition may not be online all the time, or your meditations might be more agitated or not as settled as you like. You should expect that there is a necessary clearing, a purification that has to happen. And that actually takes a lot of energy. It's like, oh, what's it called when a rocket gets beyond the gravitational pull? I forgot what that word is. Where it actually goes into space and is no longer held by gravity. Can't think of it. But a popular spiritual culture makes it seem like it should just happen in a second. And materialistic culture applied to spiritual culture would apply that, would interpret it that way. But you should expect that there's always a phase of purification, and that includes relaxing and grounding. And I've said this before, let's just say you have a half hour to do a meditation. It could take the whole half hour to actually get to the relaxed state or a grounded state, just the beginning of it. That's how much density we're moving through to settle in. And so I want you to have a clear expectation of what it takes to get to the places that you really want to get to. Not just a substitute for where you really want to be. Letting that energy come in. And so when we talk about real-time multidimensional living, the practice of grounding and purification and allowing is what keeps the energy in circulation and reciprocal exchange, so it's in constant purification mode. And truly tending to your calf muscles and tailbone as signal. A way to signal where your relaxed and grounded state is a continuous practice, not one that you have to do, not one that you monitor all the time, but there's a point at which you want to do it, where it feels better to do it than to not do it. Ken, are you there? What did you say to me about what's the only thing left for you to do? Are you there? I don't know where
There.
he is. Oh,
Okay.
there.
I'm confused by the technology of this new site that I go on, Zoom.
Oh.
But I think I'm here. Ground all the time. That's it.
But what did you
Done
say
with
to me?
everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there comes a point where it becomes your love and your devotion, and the reward is so great that you want to do it all the time. So, what has been your experience with that? Let's share some of that.
Sarah, Marianne here. I believe you can hear me.
Yes.
Okay, I when we got off the call, I experienced, and I shared this with Russ when we were walking some of Mark's, future property, that I just kept saying, wow. Because there's a huge tree that is like a grandmother tree. And I kept saying, wow, WOW. Then I flipped it and it says mom and MOM. And I thought, in my way, this is how I do my process. What came out was Mother offers memories. Mother Earth offers us memories. And it made my calves release, my inner smile. Wow. Ooh, exciting world on many regards. And Mother Earth, Mother offers memories and support. I added that. So that's what I kind of did. And I did see enormous light. And my calves were very busy. So I thank everybody for their presence. And yes, wow.
So those are absolutely wonderful moments of clarity. That was your teaching for you coming through. And that's what gives our lives and our being such meaning, is to have those moments where we know a truth is coming through for us, each one of us individually. So remember in a class a couple weeks ago, I asked you to like really take an inventory of all the heightened moments you've had in your life. And begin to appreciate and carry the depth of those. as a way of opening more of them. So it's not necessarily about having visions or seeing or talking to God, but it is about having these moments of clarity of and total being, knowing that becomes and leads towards deeper and deeper multidimensional living. And I need to emphasize again, we're in a transitional phase. You need to appreciate this about where you're at, where we're all at. Transitional phases are difficult. They're strenuous. So there's a lot of letting go and a lot of new that you don't know. It's a lot of unknown. And unless you can find that practice of safety within, you won't be able to take in or experience the deeper meaning, meaningful experiences that your heart desires in connection with the divine, with the sacred, with the dimensions beyond the ones that confine us. And so this is, it's important to make this a practice and really navigate your own being the way Lisa described yesterday, how she had to go through a couple phases of grounding according to her body and how her body responded to the grounding. And so it's really owning the unique individual way that you bring that about within yourself. I think many times we approach it as something that, the student teacher or trying to do it in a good way or get an A, trying to do it by the book. But actually, at a certain point, you take on owning your own being and what that pathway to grounding really is for you. Is someone on? The energy is really coming in to support this right now. Can you feel that?
This is Mark. I feel like I'm just finally getting some of this and making the shift. I've always enjoyed studying. I mean, I have a couple of degrees in religious studies, and it's like always been fascinated by it. And but actually moving into the grounding practice, it's like a paradigm shift from moving out of the mental cognitive realm, into this new energetic realm. So it just feels like it's finally starting to sit in place with me.
That's wonderful. And so you're not trying to make it fit my directions or anyone else's directions, but you're allowing yourself to unfold it within yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
It's a, yeah. And releasing a lot of the stuff that, obviously the old patterns that, I came in with and developed over the years. So yeah, it's starting to make that shift.
Wonderful. Is anyone else feeling that about your practice?
Yeah, I was about to say a similar thing to Mark. I've noticed, I don't know what, let's say in the last couple of months that I typically I'm ruminating about something or projecting, and I stop myself without judgment and just say, all right, but this isn't how we do things now. And then I'll go into a grounding, and I'll typically stop whatever I'm doing, even if it's my yoga practice, and I start ruminating. I just literally stop, and I just reconnect. And it doesn't have to take long, and I don't feel like I need to get to necessarily a deep place, but it's just enough for me to have that switch. And I find myself doing that more and more throughout the day, every day. And I think, again, like I said, I think I crossed some kind of threshold with that over the last couple of months.
And you can feel that in you. I can feel it in Mark too, where you're owning it for yourself. And
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny because when I was on before, and then you made a comment about getting through the density, and I was just listening to it, and then you kind of paused and said, "That's not a criticism." And it was funny because I didn't take. I know you weren't talking directly to me, but I was like, typically I could be sensitive to that and think of it, but I didn't even bat an eye at it. I was just like, "Yeah, that's just factual stuff. It's not anything that I even." I didn't interpret it as a criticism, and I was really proud of myself for that. I was like, oh, good, look at that. I've moved through that, at least that piece. So that felt really nice.
Yay,
Yeah,
yay. I love it. Okay, good.
me too.
Okay. And so this is where we want the teachings to evolve to, where each one of you, and like Marianne did too, begins, and Trish, by going out and playing with the dog, you are integrating with yourself and taking up more space within yourself naturally. And when I say taking up more space in yourself, does that make sense? Not in an egotistic way, but inhabiting your being. Feel that. So when we're not inhabiting our being, we're filled with all that comparing and contrasting and controlling and self-criticism. That's taking up all the space in our being. And then when we and our presence start taking up the space in our being, it's because we've made room for it. And we literally re-enter the space of our consciousness in the physical realm. There's a lot of energy coming in for this. Some of you feel yourself re-landing in your body. In your physical consciousness. When I say body, I mean physical consciousness. Can some of you feel that?
Yes.
I always have to ask you for more words, Ken. Does it feel like?
I'm just, it's like I'm here. It's like my mind and all my organs and stuff are just right here. And nothing is pulling me away. Nothing's a distraction. I mean, I just got up and moved, and I just moved myself. My mind, I was still within myself
Wow.
the whole way. Yeah.
Yeah. Who else can start to feel this?
Sarah, when you first ask us, there's a lot of energy coming in. Do you feel this the first time? At that time, my feet were really started to vibrate, percolating very strongly, the soles of the feet. And then right before you said, ask the second time, I felt it inhabit around my hip area. So it was moving its way up. That was my experience.
Do you feel like you've inhabited that much of your being, your body?
I feel as if I never really came down from the previous meditation.
We can, you can have all of it. It's not either or. It's membranes within membranes. You can have the expanded part and the embodied part experience, which is what you're having. I don't know if you can notice
Well,
it.
it feels like it, but there's a lot of doubt still, I'll be honest. I have only my body to, at this point, to be the vehicle for guidance. So I would say yes, but it's hard for me to be definite at times. Yeah.
So try to stay away from language or ideas that say either or. When you hear that, question it. Because no matter how expanded you are, you're still here in the body.
True.
So it's a continuum.
True. True. True.
Even when we say we leave our bodies, even when we astral travel, even when we expand, we're still in the body.
It's just I want to find the right words to say it. I don't want to say degree of embodiment. That's the first thing that wants to come out, but that's an old perspective, that
Okay,
there's degrees.
just pause and see what the words want to be.
The fullness of the flow through my body. And I would say, and that can be degrees, so I should, I guess I'm a bit in my head. That is what I would conclude.
Okay. So, go back down to your tailbone, to your feet, and let a new language come in. Everyone, do this.
I am embodying my body.
Ah.
I am. And as I continue to recognize that, there's a greater flow. And I can feel the energy webbing in between areas that need to lighten and release and feel loved.
You're coming into a beautiful state of coherence. Do you think this is something you could remember to practice?
Yes. And I have been in the past 2 weeks, I would say, kicked in for me. Really, the importance of owning my own walk. And being able to get to those states by the conversations that we've had on our own by ourselves. There'll come times, possibly no electricity, no nothing. It's just me. And I'm really aware, not just me, but this is the instrument I've been given and I need to understand it.
That took you away from your coherence, that thought.
Well, I do need to understand it, though. That's old. I get it. I get it. I wish I could use a vacuum, just vacuum it all out.
Okay, let's get away from the black and white thinking.
How quickly one can. When I try to form words, I feel like I'm in a space where I just want to feel. And the most I'm able to do is express where the energy is at that time and what it's done up to now.
Did that create more coherence or less?
The episode took away some coherence. I feel as
No,
if
no, your words.
my words, say that one more time, please.
What you just described using your words, did that take you away from your coherence or enhance it?
I sense it enhanced it.
So I had something interesting happen. When I said I was, within myself, and usually I'm within myself, but within the universe, holding that. I actually felt this time like the universe was within me. And it's kind of big for me because you're not pulling away from anything by, grounding and going inside. You're actually becoming everything becomes all inclusive within my field. So I thought that was interesting, more than interesting, an epiphany.
Yes, an experience, a heightened experience.
Yeah, but one that, I mean, this will stay with me. This is kind of a different point of view of, you don't ground, I don't ground and, just pull in and everything else is out there and, whatever. No, I'm actually, when I ground and get myself centered and within, that everything's in me, everything's there.
So that's actually a true grounding.
Okay, I did it after 40 years.
Of personal teaching and coaching. Daily, minute by minute.
It worked.
Who's on?
Sarah,
Mm-hmm.
Marianne here.
Mm-hmm.
That was lovely to hear the expression. It was wonderful to hear. And actually, taking time to settle in after that meditation, I felt and cozy. I mean, cozy within, comfortable. I looked at the grandmother tree and all the quote, not ritual, but blessing and speaking like that to nature. It made me feel cozy and encompassed, and it was such a wonderful feeling.
Isn't it?
Oh, it, and then I could identify when I was moving into concern, worry, anxiety, the things that pop in and out, and the fact that you can be within in such a cozy way is wonderful. And I'm so grateful for the support of the circle. And I'm trusting I'm present to it as best I can throughout the day. And certainly taught me to really ground. That experience was wonderful. And I just wish to say that. And Ken speaking, and I know who else spoke, but
It was Lisa. Yeah.
and it was nourishing. It was comforting. It's a feeling. I
Because they were speaking from a very connected, grounded place.
yes.
And
Oh, yeah.
yeah, when we share, when we speak from that place and share, it supports all of us.
Oh, indeed. Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
It's Renee. I'm remembering so about 2 years ago, Sarah, you had a mini retreat around this time, and most of us were really struggling to ground. And you said something that I've heard come up throughout this entire day. You said, there's more of you on the other side of this. And that blew me away. And I'm having that experience now and realizing more that when I'm in one of my so-called struggles and I'm bumping up against the programming, so to speak, it's really, and I think you said what you said in kind of in 3D so that it was quite understandable, but it seems that what it's really about, it's not getting to the other side. It's about dropping in, slowing down, stilling myself, and grounding. And that's where this is a borrowed phrase. I don't know who said it, but that's where I realize that there's really only one of us. It looks like there are millions of us, but there's really only one of us. And the me that I meet on the so-called other side is the whole of creation, the original parents that brought me into this life and that hold me in love. And the last couple of weeks, I've been in my own neurotic struggle, and coming through it is it's I'm exhausted from the years of battling, and so I'm really taking a very different approach, and it's changing my life.
So let's stay with the area of language. And like Lisa demonstrated, thank you, Lisa. Noticing when we're coming from the fragmented mind and allowing language to arise from a coherent state, and what ha and how that fragmented mind disturbs the coherence. So if you could each try a little sample within yourself right now. And maybe one of these days I'll learn how to make little rooms so you could pair up and try this with each other. But look at a phrase that you've got hanging around you. And see what happens if you allow that phrase to arise in a new way out of the coherent groundedness of your being. Here we go. Now see the whole frequency of the circle just shifted and became brighter. So let's share what happened.
So the thought that was circling around, has been circling around, is I want to love myself and I want to feel the love of Mother Earth. And when I went within, what came up was I'm the full expression of love.
How'd that feel?
Rich, embodied, expansive. It took up all the space.
Yeah. My heart's vibrating from that.
And it's like and it also it gave me a sense of confidence of there's nothing for me to do, just be my full expression of love. That's all there is.
So did that impress upon you the practice?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm already sold, sister. Yes.
Who else can share a beautiful energy with us like that?
This is Ananda, and I had the phrase, you have to earn and deserve love. And it just became ridiculous. That phrase just, it just dissolved. It couldn't exist.
And what was the experience you sank into as that dissolved?
Expansive. And yeah, love is free. I mean, it's manifest, it's present. It just felt expansive. Like the words just dissolved.
Ah, beautiful. See how the spiritual teachings come through each one of us? I mean, both what Carolyn said and what you said are the spiritual teachings about love. Is that computing? Is that sinking in?
Yes, and it reinforces you have to experience it because you can't understand it with your mind.
And the spiritual teachings are coming through. The universal teachings will come through each one of us. When we sink into this grounded coherence, they'll have different words but variations on the same theme and the transmission of the experience. Is anyone else getting this? No one?
Yeah, I get
Thanks, God.
Yeah. No, I have had the phrase "I am awake" floating over me, and I noticed, instead of being a linear thing, the words, okay, with an outward flow. When grounded, it just filled me up, became very multidimensional. I embodied the phrase, and it was a totally different experience having it, just burst within me, then flow out of me to, some other source or other object.
I love that it bursts from within. That's how it feels.
Yeah, felt really good.
Okay, who else? Share this with us.
Going back earlier to when you use the words like taking up more space in your being or whatever you said. I loved hearing it. It was such a bright point. And then when you asked us to feel it, I felt my whole body spreading and filling up my being. It was almost like if I was like a little boy, but wearing like a big man suit, and I just grew into like the suit kind of thing. It just felt so good. And then yeah. So later when you asked us about the words, I was still so much feeling that sort of spreading into my being that I realized I was searching for words, and then I was almost making up words, and then I realized like, oh no, that's not where I need to be. I just need to stay in this state of filling my being. And I let it go. And I was like, I'm not going to search, and I'll just be. And it just felt so good just to be in that space.
Yeah, the words are filling your being.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Does that feel good to share this feeling?
Yeah. I was just waiting for the right moment.
Okay. Who else? What was your experience? Oh, go ahead.
This is Renee. First off, I've been sitting here with something to share, and I listened to Carolyn, I listened to Ananda, and I thought, what I have to say is not going to be as good as what they said.
Slap, slap,
so,
slap.
Bam, bam, there's the programming. So I'm gonna share it anyway, because it's meaningful for me. And what came to me was something that I do every day when I'm working. And when I'm done working with a client, I'll look at the clock and I'll say somehow, oh my gosh, I only have blank minutes before my next client. So I have to get ready for my next client. And I put this pressure on myself, and I just had this sense come into me that that can be a space to come back to myself more fully, which is very different than preparing for someone else or something. It's more about my own presence and sitting in that divine energy. So that's what I wanted to share.
Thank you. And remember that for the facilitator training. When we get to that training, because that is how we prepare to lead a circle. Okay, who else?
This is Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
That was helpful and helped me sort of put words to my experience. And not just now, but recently, the my thoughts and prayers are with you are similar phrases or praying for someone, all those words and concepts. It's been transforming for me. But yeah, I don't have words, but just the experience of, again, really coming back to myself and I guess maybe not needing thoughts or prayers for other people. Maybe that's not quite the words I want. Not in an uncaring way, but just that coming back within.
Yes. You become the energy of thoughts and prayers, the state of it. Does that make sense to you, Tiffany?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And that goes along with what we were talking about yesterday when we were doing the work with Cindy, and I asked everyone to pull their energy back. And the only way you pull your energy back is when you become the energy, which is exactly what you just taught. So thank you. Okay. Who else? Am I going to have to call on you?
For me, the thought was one that I had earlier today before this, before we met up, and that is that I am a sovereign being, and so are others. And the so are others is an important part because there's this caretaker part of me that was like, I want to help fix you. And recognizing that they are sovereign beings, or recognizing that I am a sovereign being, will assist me in recognizing that in them and not getting into the fix-it mode.
Very powerful, Mark. Okay, who's next?
Hi, it's Kim.
Mm-hmm.
I think the word, and this has been coming up for me today and yesterday too, but it's around the words, it's hard, it's going to take a long time, that whole, like, I'd like to redefine hard. And I believe probably for the last, since I stepped out of my marriage, though, since June, I have been approaching my practice differently. I've been much less regimented. I used to have, a very lengthy practice, and expectations were pretty, I was pretty tough on myself. And there's something beautiful that's unfolding in this time in my life, or whether it's, the time that we're all going through. I feel like there's this ability to be more spontaneous, less hard on myself. There's more fun, more pleasure. And I truly believe that it's hard and it's going to take a long time is an old paradigm.
So, what's the new position in you? Where is that as an experience?
There's something about ease. Like there's so much to be found in ease.
Is that a
And
mental description, or are you in that state now?
hold up for a second. So that's more mental, and let's see what's coming up. That there was some anger definitely that wants to release, like, I don't want to hear that anymore. Yeah, I think there's something in there about, loving myself. It's letting myself off the hook.
How'd that feel when you said that?
My heart opened a little bit.
What's the teaching that wants to come through, and not the one about reciprocity? What's the experience right now?
The word engagement comes up.
I think what's arising from the center of your being.
Truth.
Stay with that.
Something about our soul's capacity.
Hold on, you're going right into the mind. When you were with truth, you were in there. Can you tell the difference? Ah.
So it's discernment.
It's an experience. It's not discernment. What's your experience of being in your energy, in your grounded way?
I feel like I'm in it now.
And what, without thinking, what words want to come in? Give it some space.
Excuse me. openness.
I started with I am.
I am light.
You're what?
I am light. I am truth. I am integrity.
Starting to veer off.
Okay.
Stay with the first one.
Truth.
Light.
Yeah, that feels like it feeds me, feeds my
Okay, you'll practice. Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Yeah, that you sound like you're groaning.
It's no, it was no, it wasn't groaning, but I can see where that would be. That's what you'd hear.
What was it?
It felt good. It was more sounding, I guess.
I wouldn't have gotten feeling good from that sound.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay, anyone else? We've got, let's see, Michelle, Elena,
Penny. Michelle. For me, the phrase, so that was I want, and then fill in the blank, and then I am was the phrase that expanded into the coherence. And the image with the I am phrase is you know, the paintings and the artwork with all of the images of the abundance of the earth that are in the South American design motif.
Let's stay away from image and what's the experience? What's the experience of the image? Directly coming from you.
Fullness. Radiance. It feels like
as soon as we go into it, it feels like we're stepping away. I am.
I am presence.
Can I offer one for you to try on?
Sure.
I am silence.
feels more honest.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Lakshmi, Elena, Fran.
Yeah, it's Fran. And this has been an interesting teaching for me, listening. When you asked us to find a phrase, I had no idea. And what came was my saying to my husband when upon awakening in the morning, I hope you slept well last night. And or how did you sleep last night? Which, as I thought about it in that moment, it was inconceivable to me just about that that could convert into something truly profound and be a teaching. And I finally just let that go. But as I've listened, I've become aware that what was missing in that phrase was my living essence, my deep presence. And therefore, there was missing my authenticity. And what I've realized through this for myself is that in a way, it doesn't so much matter what the words I use are, as long as I am speaking them from my living essence, my presence, my connection to source. And that when I do that, I'm honoring the person I'm speaking to because I'm really, that's my living essence speaking to their living essence.
Okay, but I'm gonna bring you back here.
Okay.
So yes, and what would the words be? Ask yourself, what would the words be? Instead of the words you were using, just out of a whole universe, infinite universe of words.
I mean, the honest words would be, if I'm alive and not dead in the moment, would be, I greet you with my essence this beautiful morning.
Okay, let's refine that a little further. It had a little too much thinking in it. What wants to come out? What wants to burst out of you the minute you see Lou in the morning?
My being greets your being with love.
There we go.
I don't always feel that way, though.
You don't on the surface.
Yes, I guess that's right. If I'm not in my, if I, but I, if I'm, that's, to me, that's the nub of what I've really taken from this, which is how important it is for my own beingness, for my own integrity, for my own authenticity to come from that place and not leave it for those special moments when I'm really grounded or really moved or whatever, but that I convert to
It's
that richness.
returning to you.
Yes.
And it's like I wanted the words to be just, I love you.
Yes, and that. And yes. And I have this, maybe it's mental, but it's my sort of cautionary awareness, which is I can say I love you and not be totally in me, in my being, saying that. It can be coming from a more superficial level, and which I realize I don't want anymore.
So it's not about Lou and love. They just happen to have a lot of the same letters, but
yes,
it's about the love you carry within you.
Yes, 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 and speaking from that place, so that whatever comes out of me is imbued with that, with my presence, with my being.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.